and construction. Discover the benefits of PostFrame Construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabosky. President Biden says he's spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the killing of Yahya Sinwar. The Hamas leader, considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks, died this morning in the Gaza Strip during a firefight with Israeli forces. Biden says Sinwar's death provides an opportunity to turn the page in the Middle East after more than a year of fighting. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder reaffirmed U.S. support for Israeli defense, calling Sinwar's death a major counterterrorism achievement. He also commented on new U.S. airstrikes targeting Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen.
U.S. military forces, including U.S. Air Force B-2 bombers, conducted precision strikes against five hardened underground weapons storage locations and Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen.
Just 19 days remain until Election Day. Vice President Kamala Harris is hitting three major cities in battleground Wisconsin. Former President Trump, meanwhile, addresses a dinner in New York City tonight. This is ABC. Officials say false claims about FEMA have damaged the agency's ability to respond to hurricanes Helene and Milton. The misinformation also leading to a tense standoff in Tennessee.
An angry armed group of people confronted relief workers in the Hurricane Helene disaster zone in Tennessee last weekend. Carter County Sheriff Mike Fraley.
Those FEMA workers, they're here to help. And if you don't want FEMA's help, then, you know, politely tell them so. But they are human beings just like we are.
Turns out the relief workers were not with FEMA at all, but were part of a volunteer group that's been responding to disasters for 20 years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Neiman Marcus is out with its annual catalog of extravagant Christmas gifts. The 2024 holiday book features a $20,000 jewel-encrusted Ma Yong set. Also in the catalog, an 18th century carriage designed for King Charles III that retails for $1.9 million. I'm Mike Dabosky, ABC News.
For top-notch WIC buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. There is a high fire danger for the WRCO listening area. Avoid burning. Don't toss cigarette butts. Breezy winds and drought conditions can spread a wildfire rapidly. Clear and breezy tonight with a low of 38. Winds are out of the south 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20. Windy and warmer tomorrow with a high of 71. Winds could be out of the south from 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20. And mostly clear tomorrow night with a low of 40. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny. The winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 64 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Fire danger is high across Wisconsin today. The DNR is enforcing burn bans in many areas due to dry conditions caused by a lack of precipitation the past month and the drying of vegetation this fall. Most of Wisconsin is experiencing drought or abnormally dry conditions. Richland County and the surrounding area is currently considered to be in a moderate drought condition. The fire danger is also high. The combination of low relative humidity, gusty south winds, and dry fuels will result in elevated fire weather conditions this afternoon across southwest into central Wisconsin. Afternoon relative humidity values will fall into the lower to mid 20%, with south winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting from 25 to 35 miles per hour. Under these conditions, fires will start and spread easily. Due to fire weather conditions, burning is not allowed today. All DNR-issued burning permits are suspended. Burning in barrels, debris piles, and grass or wooded areas with your DNR annual burning permit is prohibited. Campfires, though strongly discouraged, are allowed if used solely for cooking or warming purposes, but please use extreme caution. Consider having small campfires in a designated fire ring or device in the evening hours to avoid burning under elevated fire conditions, typically found during the day. There have already been 8 wildfires this week across the state. You can visit the DNR's website to see the most recent dashboard. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing the USDA to assist western Wisconsin farmers affected by the sudden closure of a Minnesota-based poultry producer, leaving farmers on the hook for feeding tens of thousands of chickens. Baldwin said in her letter that the USDA should provide financial assistance to affected farmers and promote legislation to avoid the situation in the future. Minnesota and Iowa state governments were able to help farmers, but no such law existed for this situation in Wisconsin. State Senator Joan Ballweg has been honored by the Wisconsin Counties Association with a WCA Outstanding Legislator Award for her work on behalf of county government during the 2023-24 legislative session. The WCA Outstanding Legislator Award is handed out biennially to a select group of legislators who have represented county interest in both the legislature and in their districts. These legislators have demonstrated leadership for counties on key issues, legislation, and the state budget. WCA represents the interest of county government both on the state and federal levels and is based in Madison. For more information, visit wicounties.org. The city of Green Bay is not exactly leaping to extend the Packers' Lambeau Field lease, so the team is asking the Green Bay Professional Football Stadium District to step in. On Wednesday, the team released letters it sent both to Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich and to the Stadium District Board. The Packers' lease for Lambeau Field with Green Bay and the Stadium District ends in 2032. There are options to extend it 10 additional years, but the Packers recently tried extending it by 30 years until about 2063. The team says Genrich has not met with its officials since January and that Genrich requested that any further discussions be preceded by a meeting with Packers President CEO Mark Murphy. The Packers say the two met in May, but Genrich canceled a follow-up meeting in September and has not rescheduled. The reports of a white powder have led to an arrest. Tuesday morning around 11:10, the Iowa County 911 Center received a call on County Highway Q in the township of Dodgeville in reference to a suspicious bag of white powder in a mailbox. An Iowa County deputy responded and investigated the substance. Around 12:15, the Iowa County 911 Center received a call on East North Street in the city of Dodgeville regarding a suspicious bag of white powder in a mailbox. A City of Dodgeville officer responded and investigated the substance. In both cases, law enforcement was able to remove the bag and test the substance. Both bags tested presumptive positive for the presence of fentanyl and cocaine. Due to the diligent work of members from the Dodgeville Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, and the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force, Tyler W. Marking, 29, of Dodgeville, was taken into custody at 6:10 Tuesday night. Marking was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he remains on a probation hold. Marking was also booked on charges of felony second-degree recklessly endangering safety, felony delivery of cocaine, felony delivery of fentanyl, felony possession of psilocin, and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. The investigation shows that this was a targeted act and there is no known danger to the public. Citizens are, however, encouraged to always contact law enforcement when becoming aware of suspicious items or substances. It's Cranberry Farmer Appreciation Week. Think about all the hardworking farmers who have shaped the state's agricultural landscape for generations. Cranberry farming in Wisconsin has deep roots, dating back to the indigenous tribes such as the Menominee, Ojibwa, and Ho-Chunk, who harvested the berries with their bare hands. As time went on, farming technology and harvesting methods began to rapidly change. Now producing 60% of the nation's cranberry supply, for 29 consecutive years, the state has held the title for top cranberry producer in the U.S., making the fruit a key player in the state's economy. The spotlight shines on these dedicated farmers this week, as their commitment to sustainable practices ensures that cranberry farming remains a cornerstone of Wisconsin's heritage for generations to come. And this growing season, cranberry farmers had to deal with many different weather variations. As harvest is now underway, farmers across the state say they have been pleased with the plant's product this season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters and the general public that the 2024 pheasant season opens at 9 o'clock Saturday morning and runs through Sunday, January 5th. The opening weekend has a daily bag limit of one rooster per day. Starting Monday, the daily bag limit increases to two roosters per day. This limit remains in place for the remainder of the season. The DNR plans to stock approximately 75,000 pheasants from the state game farm on over 80 properties statewide. Depending on production levels, pheasants are released once before the pheasant hunting season and up to twice a week for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season. After that, birds are released about once a week until the 9-day gun deer season opens November 23rd, and stocking resumes once per week on only a handful of properties following the 9-day gun deer season. Hunters can use the DNR's Fields and Forest Lands interactive game bird hunting tool to locate properties stocked with pheasants. The tool also allows hunters to use aerial maps, topography, and measuring tools to identify areas of interest and make their trips more productive and enjoyable. For more information, including complete pheasant hunting regulations, shooting hours, and helpful tips, visit the DNR's pheasant hunting webpage. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, known as GRACE, will hold its annual meeting tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All teams are encouraged to attend to receive plaques and plates. Research checks will also be handed out. All are also encouraged to attend to hear a special fundraising announcement. A free will lasagna meal will also be available from 5 to 6.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Ann Pine, 88, of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Pine, 88, of Lone Rock. Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at the Lone Rock Community Center. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca. Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville. The mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary's Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Sunday from 3 to 6. Friends may also call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of mass at 11 with a rosary at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca. Eva Lou Anier, 88, of Union Grove and formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Hospice Alliance in Pleasant Prairie. A funeral service will be held Monday at noon at the Polnisek Daniels Funeral Home in Union Grove. Friends may call at the Polnisek Daniels Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eva Lou Anier, 88, of Union Grove and formerly of Richland Center. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville, died Saturday after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 4:30 until 8, where the rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 26th, at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with a burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, October 26th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a bright, blue, beautiful sky we had today, with mild high temperatures scraping those mid-60s and then the feisty winds. They are pulling out of the south and gusting up to 20 miles per hour this evening and through tonight. But with clear skies, it's still going to allow our temperatures to fall to the upper 30s. So it'll still be a chilly start to the day tomorrow with those windy conditions warming us up. As they continue to whip up to 25 miles per hour, we'll reach highs at about 70 degrees. This is unseasonable for October. So think about this. We've been in a dry stretch. The state is slowly slipping into a drought. And just to the south of us, along the state line, they're in a severe drought now. Then you take the changing fall colors and the dying vegetation as the winter is around the corner. All of this falls to the ground and acts as fuel for wildfires. So, even one cigarette butt could spark a problem, especially as everyone is out looking at the fall colors. So do your due diligence and be careful. Do not burn. These winds are too strong, where a fire can get out of control way too fast. Winds start to ease for Friday night and stay just a touch breezy on Saturday. We'll be sitting pretty though under abundant sunshine and highs reaching those mid-70s. And it gets even warmer from there. On Sunday, no joke, so unseasonable, we flirt with 80 degrees. Absolutely reaching those upper 70s and staying there for Monday as well. Still dry, still unusually warm, with just a few scattered clouds moving in by Monday. Things start to change on Tuesday. We become partly cloudy with a small chance of a light shower. Highs slide to near 70. And then by Wednesday, midweek, hump day, partly sunny and much cooler. Highs drop to the upper 50s, which is more like where we should be for this time of year. But we can smile at the timing of the warmth on the weekend. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 63 degrees after a high today of 66 and a morning low of 24. Yesterday's high was 60 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1947 is 89 degrees with a record low of 16 that was set back in 1952. Last year's high was 65 with a low of 34. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:16 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:19. Winds are out of the north-northwest at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.10 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 63 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Tuesday, October 21st is National Pets for Veterans Day, a day that brings awareness to organizations and programs that bring together shelter animals in need of homes and veterans who could benefit from the companionship of these animals. In honor of National Pets for Veterans Day, as well as Veterans Day, which is a little less than a month away, the Acouch Mountain Humane Society suggests, at the very least, that you thank all the veterans that you know, or maybe even those at a VA facility, for their service, and if you can, that you call or visit your local shelter and offer to pay the pet adoption fee for a veteran. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has a look at high school sports in the area this evening.
The Richland Center Hornets are down to the final night. With a win, they will grab at least a share of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference title. They are hosting Prairie du Chien, while Platteville is at River Valley tonight in the Southwest League. Also, Dodgeville is at Lancaster. Some good matches tonight in the SWAL. Boscobel is at Fenimore. Mineral Point is at Iowa Grant. Also tonight in the SWAL, Riverdale at Southwestern, and Darlington at Cuba City. Reedsburg is at Madison Memorial. And in the Ridge and Valley Conference, among the matchups this evening, Seneca at Lafarge Youth Initiative, DeSoto visits Kickapoo, and Weston at North Crawford. Plus, coming up here on WRCO, Wauzeka Steuben at 6-7 plays the 12-1 Ithaca volleyball team. Here's Ithaca coach Angie Young.
I'm hoping we have a full gym tonight, Phil. I'm hoping there is just some incredible energy there tonight and some great support for the girls. They've worked really hard, and they really just deserve to have a great night.
We'll be on the air with that match coming up around 7 o'clock with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame pre-match show. And then the Bulldogs take on Wauzeka Steuben. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwarz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether those questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Street, Richland Center, and visit Schwarz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
The Northwestern Wildcats are coming off their best game of the season when they traveled to Wisconsin this weekend. They obliterated Maryland 37-10 last time out. The visitors to Camp Randall Stadium say winning the turnover battle is the key to winning the Big Ten Conference game. Successful at running the ball earlier in the season, the Wildcats hope to exploit a Badgers defense that has struggled when defending the ground game. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 on Saturday. Kickoff for that game will be at 11 with the pregame starting at 9. Houston Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans says his team will be facing the best quarterback it has seen this season in Jordan Love. The Texans have become an NFL power in less than a season and a half. Houston's defense has made life miserable for several opposing quarterbacks, including MVP candidate Josh Allen. Despite missing two games, Love is second in the league with a dozen touchdown passes. On the other hand, he is also second in passes intercepted with 6. Sunday's kickoff at Lambeau Field is at noon, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game right here on WRCO 100.9 and on WRCO.com. Pre-game for that contest will start at 10 o'clock. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans were higher Thursday. Corn, cattle, and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You are made for farming, so is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and to find success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed modestly higher. Watching U.S. harvest activity, expecting more good near-term harvest progress. Planting weather for parts of Argentina and Brazil generally looks favorable. November beans were up 8¾ at 988 and 3/4. January was 4 higher at 998. Helping beans out a little, December meal was up $4.40 at 318.10, and December soybean oil was 91 points higher at 42.59. Corn was mixed, watching U.S. harvest activity and those planting conditions in South America. Mexico and Unknown bought U.S. corn Thursday morning, putting the two-day total for delivery this marketing year at nearly 1.7 million tons. December was 2 higher at 406¾. March was up 3/4 at 421¼. And wheat was supported by short covering and technical buying. Wheat's monitoring U.S. and world winter crop planning with rain in the forecast for dry parts of the U.S. plains and the Black Sea region. Export demand remains largely neutral with the USDA's weekly sales numbers out on Friday. December Chicago was 4½ higher at 589½. December Kansas City was up 70¼ at 596 a bushel. December Minneapolis wheat was 8 higher at 628¾. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, watching direct business development, mostly steady prices. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. December live is down 42 at 186.17. February held at 186.97. November feeders were up 25 at 245.75. January was down 22 at 243.12. And hogs were mixed on spread trade, the steady to lower cash during the session and the higher midday pork. December was down 2 cents at 77.67. February was up 45 at 81.55. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends. Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
pretty decent day of business for direct cash cattle trade. Live deals in the South are at $187 to mostly $188, steady to a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business was marked at $296, about steady with the prior week's trade. Box beef closed higher on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 13 cents at $319.26. Select closed $1.15 higher at $293.52. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and down more than 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a very light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct down $1.28 with a weighted average of 76.15. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 75.71. And the Western Corn Belt also had no comparison, but a weighted average of 76.26. Pork values were higher, up $1.56 at $96.41. And estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 1,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit phospholutions.com to learn more. USDA Undersecretary Alexis Taylor says the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program is helping growers diversify into new markets.
We plan to announce a second tranche of $300 million by the end of the year.
More news is next.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Director of the Agricultural and Food Policy Research Center at Texas A&M University expects Congress to combine natural disaster relief with Farm Bill Commodity Program price supports. Bart Fisher tells Brownfield it's important lawmakers help farmers.
We've got a lot of growers in the countryside right now scratching their heads about how do they make this stuff pencil out, right? And so I get it when it comes to Congress. These things are tough, but it's not as tough as trying to farm right now.
An ethanol plant in South Central Minnesota is prepared for a disappointing corn crop. High Water Ethanol CEO Brian Kletcher tells Brownfield supplies could tighten following a tough growing season in the Lamberton area.
We're going to have corn out there. It's going to be available. But between the livestock and the ethanol plants, we need to make sure we're dividing that corn up.
U.S. ethanol production hit its highest level in a month last week. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products.
rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Developing a virtual replica cornfield. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Researchers at three universities have partnered on a project to create a first-of-its-kind digital replica cornfield to help guide how crops develop and perform. On this week's episode, we'll hear from James Schnabel at the University of Nebraska about a collaboration with researchers at Iowa State and Purdue universities to help develop this innovative new project. We'll learn more right after this.
October is Soybean Cyst Nematode Action Month, and Nick Tinsley with BASF says farmers have tools to protect their soybeans, like crop rotations.
We're also fortunate that a lot of the varieties we have in our seed catalogs have resistance to soybean cyst nematode. Definitely something that should be incorporated into a management plan.
He says it's estimated SCN causes U.S. growers over $1 billion of yield loss each year.
There are seed treatments out there, like Alevo from BASF. In addition to being a fungicide with activity on sudden death syndrome, it's also a nematicide, and so it's going to have a direct negative impact on soybean cyst nematode.
Tinsley says Alevo offers protection no matter the growing conditions.
Having that protection against both is going to provide somewhere in the neighborhood of around a 4.5 bushel benefit, and that's what we've seen over the past decade or so with Alevo.
Formulate your SCN plan by visiting scnactionmonth.com and learn more about Alevo by contacting your local BASF representative. Always read and follow label instructions.
Researcher at the University of Nebraska is helping develop the first virtual replica of a cornfield. Professor James Schnabel tells Brownfield,
"What we want the digital model to do is tell us a lot about how a plant is growing in a particular environment."
He says the idea for digital replication is used in engineering to determine when to perform preventative maintenance.
What that digital twin is a model of the engine. You know all the parts, you know how they interact with each other, you know how different decisions are going to impact that engine, and you just simulate that. We can do the same thing with plants, which is we can build a digital model of the plant, say, okay, well, there can be different properties of the plant, but also the plant can exist in different environments. It can be growing in different soil, different rainfall, different light. It can be planted at different densities in the field, different arrangements in the field, and just predict how is that plant going to behave throughout the growing season.
Schnabel says as a plant geneticist, that's valuable information.
I can test hundreds or thousands of varieties of corn in the field. I can't test hundreds of thousands or millions, but I can test those in a computer.
In the past, researchers have relied on crop growth models to predict crop performance. He says this erases some limitations on the number of field tests that can be run.
For a farmer, that's valuable because they can track throughout the growing season how their crop is doing. That can help them make decisions about things like whether or not it makes sense to side dress nitrogen, what they think their ultimate yield is going to be, so they can start hedging in the futures market, things like that.
He says a working prototype is already in place.
We're going to be scaling out that model, both in terms of being able to simulate more things about the corn plant and the environment, and also doing more testing to make sure that the predictions of the model actually line up with what happens when we put corn plants in the field.
Schnabel says the project has qualified for a $2 million National Science Foundation grant.
A million of that is coming to me here in Nebraska. The other million is divided between two other scientists, an expert on machine learning at Iowa State University, Professor Bhaskar, and an expert on computer graphics, Professor Bedrich Benz at Purdue University. We started out with some, you know, very simple models of what a corn plant might look like. And in discussions with both Bedrich and Bhaskar, we realized, hey, we're at the point where we can take this to the next level. And fortunately, they liked it, and they chose to invest in helping us make this a reality.
The model will utilize 3D simulations and digital reconstruction of plants through technology at the AI Institute for Resilient Agriculture based at Iowa State. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Singing oldies, goldies. We bought the lure, baby, what I say.
passion. Yeah, the more can play. Dedication, devotion, turning on the night time into the day. He do the song about a sweet loving woman. He do the song about the knife. And he do the walk. He do the walk of life. Yeah, he do the walk of life. Story, hand me now my walking shoes. Here comes Johnny with the power and the glory, the backbeat, the talking moves. He got the action, he got the motion. Yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning on the night time into the day. He do the song about the sweet loving woman. He do the song about the knife. And he do the walk. Singing oldies, goldies, be babalua, baby, what I say. Here comes Shiny singing, I got a woman down in the tunnel trying to make it pay. He got the action, he got the motion. Yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning on the nighttime into the day. After all the violence and double talk, there's just a song about the trouble and the strife. And he do the walk. You do the walk of life. Yeah, you do the walk of
from 2007, that's Shooter Jennings with a pretty good cover of the Dire Straits classic Walk of Life. I'm not a big fan of a lot of cover songs. Some are good, but there's some not a big fan of. But this one is pretty good, so Shooter did a great job on that. And you heard that right here on WRCO 100.9 Country and Community. I'm Tim Thede. I will be playing you some more great music up until high school volleyball time. And we'll be bringing the broadcast of the Wazika Steuben at Ithaca volleyball match. Pre-match for that contest will be somewhere around 7, depending on how soon the JV team gets done. And Mr. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Hoping you're having a good Thursday. We're a step closer to Friday, so that's great for each and every one of you. And our current temperature right now is 61 degrees. According to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge at 547. Actually, it's supposed to be kind of windy tonight. Winds south 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20. And we only have winds at 5 miles per hour. And because of those winds, remember there is a high fire danger. Avoid burning if you can. Don't toss cigarette butts out and or on the ground. Breezy winds and drought conditions can spread a wildfire rapidly, so try to avoid any burning if you can. Actually, they have burning bans out and around the area, so best is to try to avoid. If you got to burn anything, at least wait a couple days, two or three games, and or at least until they say it's okay to do so, because things, as far as the winds are, settled down a little bit, but it is still going to be dry, so no matter what you do, be very careful if needed. Just wanted to let you know that the Lone Rock Farmers Market is being held this evening until 7, and that's at Center Park along Highway 30 across from the community building. Also, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Annual Meeting is being held this evening. That'll be at 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All teams are encouraged to attend to receive plaques and plates. Research Checks will also be handed out. All are also encouraged to attend to hear a special fundraising announcement. A free will lasagna meal will be available from 5 until 6. And then the Eagle School will host a fall festival and craft fair. That'll be on Saturday from 10 to 3. There will be family-friendly games, arts and crafts, children's activities, and a food stand. Vendors are wanted. So if you'd like to be a vendor at the event, be sure to call Holly at 608-475-4560.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
I am Eleanor Jelinek, a student at St. Mary's School, St. Mary's Elementary School, and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-thru fish fry on Friday, October 18th, in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Hope to see you there.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
I am Eleanor Jelinek, a student at St. Mary's School, St. Mary's Elementary School, and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-thru fish fry on Friday, October 18th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Hope to see you there.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
Keep your vehicle running smoothly with expert automotive services from McFarland's Retail and Service Center. Our skilled technicians offer a wide range of services including oil changes, brake repairs, tune-ups, and more. We use only the highest quality parts and equipment to ensure your satisfaction. Trust McFarland's to keep your car running at its best. Schedule your appointment today at McFarland's.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Call it busy, call it a lie. And I don't tell you near enough just how much I'm missing us and making that temperature rise. But girl, I'm gonna show you tonight. So let's drink what's left of this bottle of wine. Move a little closer till the sparks start flying. Turn the lights down. Take my time, love you slow, love you right. Shadows dancing on the wall. Your lips, your hips, your fingertips. Every inch of you just fits like the shirt that I got on. Gonna love you, baby, all night long. So let's drink what's left of this bottle of wine. Move a little closer till the sparks start.
I'm Mike Dubusky. On a trip to Germany today, President Biden told reporters he spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu about the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. The president said it's a good day for the world and added they will work out a day-after plan for Gaza. Earlier in the day, Vice President Harris echoed the sentiment.
This moment gives us an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza. And it must end such that Israel is secure. The hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination.
The vice president is campaigning in Wisconsin, speaking to reporters in La Crosse just now. Former President Trump is getting ready to address the Al Smith Dinner in New York City tonight. Just 19 days remain before the election. This is ABC News. Despite various appeals, Texas death row inmate Robert Roberson could be the first person in the U.S. executed over shaken baby syndrome.
Even the former police detective who investigated the death of Nikki Curtis 22 years ago thinks Robert Roberson's case was flawed.
I'm ashamed that I was so focused on convicting someone that I did not see Robert. I did not hear his voice.
Brian Wharton testified yesterday before a bipartisan Texas House committee that later issued a subpoena for Roberson to appear next Monday. It's not clear how that will affect his execution, which is scheduled for tonight. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A recall from Oklahoma-based meat producer Bruce Pack has grown to nearly 12 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry items due to a possible listeria contamination. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service expanded last week's initial recall.